The Gemara in Daf Kuf Yud Aleph and Aleph, about 2/3 of the way down. Tanya Amar Rav Elazar Bar Yossi. Rav Elazar Bar Yossi says, "Pam achas nitnasi l'Alexandria mishal Mitzrayim." One time I enter into the city of Alexandria in Egypt. Matzati zokin echad. I found one elderly person from Marley, and he said to me, "Bar echa ma'asu avosai l'arvosekel." Come and I'll show you what my ancestors did to your ancestors. Mehem tov bayom. For some of them, they drowned in the sea. Mehem harugu becharav. And some of them, they killed by the sword. Mehem ma'achu babinyan. And some of them, they crushed as in a building. They were used as bricks to build for the Egyptians. Valdavar zeh nenash Moshe Rabbeinu. And about this matter, Moshe Rabbeinu was punished. Shenemar, as the pasuk says, u'meyaz basi al paro ledaber b'shmecha. And from then I came to Paro to speak in your name. Heir alam hazeh. Since from the moment that I spoke to Paro, then you made it worse for this people. So Moshe is complaining against Hashem. Now the Gemara says that Hashem now responds. Woe to these great people that they're no longer in the world, and I can't find pious people like them. And she's criticizing Moshe. Moshe, you weren't like the other people who are no longer. Who are these people? Many times I revealed myself to Avraham Yitzchak and Yaakov, Kel Shekai, with the name of Kel Shekai, Vlo Hir Haru Al Midosai. They didn't question my attributes. Vlo Omridli Mashmach. They didn't say, "What's your name?" So it seems that Kel Shekai, at least the way Rashi seems to say it, is he's the God who expects things of us and he makes promises. But they didn't question him. And you, Moshe, you're questioning. I said to Avram, "Arise, go in the land for its length and its width, because I will give you the land." And then afterwards, Bikesh Malkum Likbor Sarah. Avram searched for a place to bury Sarah. Almost he didn't find it. Ad Shekana Barba Meos Shekel Kesev, until he bought it for 400 Shekel Kesev. He didn't question my attributes. Why is it so difficult to buy some land? You promised it to me. Also, I said to Yitzhak, "They live in this land, I'll give it to you, and I'll be with you, and I'll bless you." His servants sought water to drink, and they didn't find it. Until they made a quarrel. They got into a fight with shepherds of Gror, got into a fight with the shepherds of Yitzhak. Even though this was difficult, they didn't question my attributes. And then the land which you sleep on, I'm going to give it to you. He wanted a place to pitch his tent. He couldn't find one until he paid a lot of money, 100 kasita. And still, he didn't question my attributes. Again, each of the avos, he promised something for them. And it seems it was difficult, but they didn't question. The Be'er Sheva asked, "Wait a second, why is that? Why would they question him? Hashem promised that he would give it to their descendants, not to them." So the Be'er Sheva explains that they thought that at the very least, they would, even though the promise was to give to their descendants, they'd be able to acquire something easily. But for each one of them, it was difficult to acquire any portion of the land. But nevertheless, they didn't complain. So they didn't complain. But lo amrili mashmecha, they didn't ask what your name is. Vata amartili mashmecha tchil. You asked what's your name initially, meaning seems that the name refers to Yudke Vavke, meaning a God who will make everything clear. And that's the connection. The connection is that the Avraham Yitzchak and Yaakov didn't have clarity despite the fact that Hashem revealed himself to them, but they didn't question Hashem's attributes. Moshe is questioning. Now, what is Moshe questioning about? So the truth is, the Gemara says that Moshe said, "Lama hayrosa lama zeh? Why did you make life miserable for the people?" But that doesn't seem to be what Hashem is criticizing for. It's that Moshe said, "Me'oz basil paro davar b'shim chalei rela mazeh," since HaKadosh Baruch Hu made Moshe perform his mission, that's when it made bad to the people. In other words, Moshe's criticized not for, he can ask Hashem, he can dive into Hashem, why is life bad for the people? But he seems to be questioning his own shlichus. So Kadosh Baruch Hu tells him to do something, he shouldn't question it. So therefore, and then Hashem goes on to say, V'achshav, and now you're challenging my attributes. Atomer, leave, atzilo, itzatzam, amecha. You're telling me that you didn't save your people. Atazire, asher, asel, paro. Now you will see what I'm going to do to paro. He's saying, Moshe, you're going to be punished because you're only going to see the Melchama of Paro, but you're not going to see the Melchama of the 31 kings, meaning you're not going to live to see the battle against the kings of Eretz Canaan. Now, of course, it seems that Moshe is punished, like he's not going to enter the Eretz Yisrael when he hits the rock. Not at this early stage, but it seems from our Gemara that Moshe was punished at this early stage. He's not going to enter to Eretz Yisrael. So a lot of Mefarshim deal with this question. Some Mefarshim say that maybe this Gezerah was originally a Gezerah that could be broken. And the Memariva was that's what the Marsha says, that initially it was this Gezerah that he wouldn't enter the land. Moshe thought that through his tefillah he can cancel this gezerah. After Memariva, it was a shvua, it was an oath with the decree, and therefore he couldn't annul the decree with prayer. The Be'er Sheva says that no, maybe Moshe wasn't based on this sin of Moshe that he was not going to see the battle against the 31 kings, but he still would enter into Eretz Yisrael. He might die shortly after he enters into Eretz Yisrael, but he wouldn't see this battle. After Memariva, the sin of hitting the rock, then he wouldn't even enter into Eretz Yisrael. The Gemara continues and says, Vayamahir Moshe, Vayikuratzav Ishtacha. Moshe hurried, and he bowed to the ground. He bowed, Marah Moshe. What did Moshe see? Why did he hurry to bow? Rab Chanina, Ban Gabal Omar Erech Apayim. Well, that he saw the meat of Erech HaPayim, that Hashem doesn't get angry quickly. Rabban Amri Emes. And Rabban said that Moshe saw the meat of Emes. So the Maral explains that Moshe wanted to know the meat of Tzadik V'Ra'ala Rosh HaVatovla. Why do bad things happen to good people? Why do good things happen to bad people? So according to Ravi, this is the machlokes between Ravi Chanina ben Gamliel the Rabban. According to Ravi Chanina, the main question of Moshe is why do good things happen to bad people? And when he saw the meat of Erech HaPayim, that Hashem doesn't get angry right away, he saw that's even the case with respect to Russia, that Moshe wasn't troubled anymore. And he praised Hashem because he understood that the reason why Hashem is good to wicked people is because Hashem wants them to do tshuva. But if they don't do tshuva in the end, they're going to be punished with the full punishment for their sins. Because it simply, Erech HaPayim means it's just pushing off their punishment for a later time. The Rabbanans believe that Moshe's main question was, why do bad things happen to good people, to righteous people? Why Tzadik V'Ra'lo? So to that, Moshe saw the meat of Emes. He understood that whatever the Tzadik suffers in this world, he knows he's going to get reward in the next world. Tanya Kamand Amar Erech HaPayim Ra'lo. There's a brisa which is like the opinion that Moshe saw Erech HaPayim, the meat of Erech HaPayim, the Tanya, that we're learning a brisa. Kshal Moshe Lamorim, when Moshe went up to Shemayim, Matzola, Kodesh Baruch Hu, Shiyoshi, Vekosi, Erech HaPayim, he found that Hashem was sitting and writing the meat of Erech HaPayim. Hashem is slow to anger. Omer Lafada, Moshe said, Ribbono Shalom, Master of the world, Erech HaPayim, and Tzadikim, you should only be slow to anger to the righteous. Omer Lo, Hashem said, no, Afar Shem, I'm even slow to anger to the wicked. Amalo, Moshe said, "Vesham Yavedi." No, the wicked people should be destroyed. Amalo, Shem said, "Hashda Chodes Ma'adi Mi Baylach." You will see that you need this midah. Kishachatu Yisrael. Then, when the Bnei Yisrael sinned by the Meraglim, by the spies, Amalo, Lo Kach Amarti Li Erech HaPayim LeTzadikim. Shem said to Moshe, "Didn't I tell you that I'm only going to be slow to anger only to the righteous? The wicked people will be destroyed." Then Moshe Rabbeinu said back to him, "Amalo, Father, Rabbeinu Shalom, Master of the World, Lo Kach Amarti Li." Didn't you tell me, "After Shem"? You're going to be slow to anger even to the wicked. And then this is what the pasuk says when Moshe said, "Vatayu nana koach Hashem kasher dibarta demor," that you should, that Hashem's power should be increased, but the koach of Erech HaPayim should be increased as you had spoken. When did he speak to him? He spoke to him by the earlier on that he was going to be Erech HaPayim even to the Rishayim. The Gemara continues and says, Rabbi Chaga, Havasalak Vazil, Bedarga de Bey Rabba Bar Shila. Rav Chaga was going up the steps of the base manager, Rabba Bar Shila, Shame Lahu Yanuka. He heard this child, Damar, and he said, Edosach Nemnu Mod Labesin Lavakoshim Larch Yamim. That your testimony is faithful a lot for your home. It's an abode for the holiness of Hashem for the length of days. The Samech Lane, right next to this Mizmar, we have the Mizmar of Tefillah LeMoshe, prayer to Moshe. So what do we see from here? That Moshe Rabbeinu said, Edosach and Nemnu Mod, your testimony is faithful. Amar Shmamina, Erech HaPayim Ra, he saw Erech HaPayim, the meaning of Erech HaPayim. Why? Because Erech HaPayim is Hashem La'orech Yamim. Right? Erech, that means Hashem is for many, many days. That this Mizmor is about Moshe praising Hashem, that he's Erech HaPayim, that he is slow to anger. And that's why in Edosach and Nemnu Mod. Because he already saw this Midah at Har Sinai.